This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the G-Bag Nation on a Black Friday. You got the Fan After Dark boys filling in for the guys today. And what a show it's been. Hopefully you guys have had, number one, you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Let's get that out of the way. You had your Dallas Cowboys won a game yesterday. You beat a team you were supposed to beat. You did it in, do we say convincing fashion?
You were a Brandon Cooks, Cooper Rush throw from it being an even tighter game. So I wouldn't say convincing fashion. The New York Football Giants didn't look good, but the Cowboys still kept them in this game. But I do have a Hebron Hawks update. I said they needed to score in less than a minute, and yes, they did. A touchdown by the Hawks. They're down 42-37. They went for the two-point conversion to make it a three-point game. Missed it. 3:27 left in the game. Okay. I said the last possession was the most important. Now we have changed. This is the most important possession of your life, Hebron Hawks. Okay. Klay Johnson on defense. You have got to get a stop so we can get a post-game call from the locker.
Got to get a then you got to score.
The scoring part, they've been 37 points. They've been scoring.
Well, and look, I told you before the game, before the day, and I told your boy Klay this yesterday. South Lake Carroll will give up points, and they'll give up yards. It's just, can you stop? They are literally we can't stop, buddy, but we will score points, and we will score them.
The Bengals.
In a hurry. They're the Bengals. That's exactly what they are. Speaking of which, a game that we've been keeping an eye on, we are Team Anna here at 105 through the Fan, at least Fan After Dark is. Them and Lovejoy all knotted up at 49 still in the fourth quarter. So we'll keep you posted on that. And, of course, we are Team Hebron Hawks here today. Lovejoy kicked a field goal, so it's 52-49 in the fourth quarter. So Lovejoy continues to roll along. And of course, the big news today, if you're a Cowboy fan, you're just loving the fact that, hey, you won yesterday. Now, you did once again take a brunt of injuries yesterday. Wanye Thomas, he's done, right? And we saw that yesterday, had a leg injury. He had to be carted off. And then, of course, Joshua Butler, who had the game of his life. A week ago against the Commanders.
Last 2 days, pretty good.
All right. Maybe he's got more energy now for a diss track. I don't know. But he blows out his ACL yesterday. And, of course, that was a tough watch as well. So you lose two more defensive backs yesterday as part of that W.
So Wanya Thomas with the meniscus issue, but dodged the worst-case scenario. His prognosis is 2 to 3 weeks. So maybe...
Okay, so he might still come back at the end of the year.
I mean, do you rush a guy back like that if he's... would be on the fourth week, or it'd be the last couple games of the season.
If you're Wanya Thomas, you're rushing yourself back.
Oh, yeah, you probably want to play well and get yourself...
You need all the... Look, for a guy like... if you're a Wanya Thomas, you need to show everything you possibly can, right? So it's like, oh, 2 to 3 weeks, I'll be back in two.
And the Las Vegas Raiders had a chance to take the lead down 2 points to the Kansas City Chiefs, about a 50-yarder.
Oh, did Carlson miss it?
And Carlson missed it bad. Chiefs ball with 2:17 left on the clock. Aiden O'Connell putting on the beanie, knowing he probably will not take the field again.
Yeah, because the Raiders are... It looks like the Raiders are... Now, the Raiders still got 2 timeouts left.
This game's over.
So the Raiders... Well, let's put it this way. The Raiders still have 2 timeouts and a two-minute... They got 2 timeouts
and the 2 minute
and
warning.
The 2 minute warning left, and that ball just died.
Isn't this the second kick he's missed, Carlson, today?
I don't know.
I mean, I know we've been kind of doing our jobs. I'll check on it.
We have been on the air, so I don't know what this... I know this much. I just got a text from my sister, and she said, "You haven't missed much. The Chiefs look like bleep." So that's coming from my sister.
Another update. Southlake
scored again.
They recovered the onside kick. I'm not sure what I went for the onside kick. You had 3.5 minutes left. I don't know how many timeouts Hebron has, but they recovered the onside kick. And our texter who's letting us know from the 817 said, "You could cut through the tension with a butter knife in here right now."
Love that line. Love that line. So what you're telling me is everybody's kind of hanging on, waiting for that next play.
Wow.
We knew it was going to be a good game. We said it here first. We said Hebron, South Lake Carroll was going to be a good game. And we had a lot of people on Wednesday hating on, "Oh, South Lake Carroll's going to boat race." And we're like, no, that's going to be a hell of a football game. And that's exactly what it's been. So we'll keep you posted. Three minutes and some change left to go. Hebron needs a turnover here. And do we know how many timeouts they have left?
I do not know how many timeouts. I will get that answer for you in the next 30 seconds.
Daniel Carlson, 1 for 4 on field goals today.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Maybe looking for a new kicker when the day's over. You guys want to know about that Salina-Aubrey game, 42-21. Salina, boat race in Aubrey today. And then to our folks that wanted to know about Tolar. All right. Tolar. Well, it's no holiday for Tolar today. His holiday wins 46-20 over Tolar. Hey, you know what? To the Tolar kids, hey, it's basketball season, so let's get ready. All right, and hey, hang those heads high.
Hang those heads high.
Okay.
Tola Brett says, "Chill on the Lovejoy hate. My family was one of the founding families of Lucas, so that was at
UConn." That's, I mean, hey, great. Great. Tell your boy Todd Dodge, quit being a hater. Okay? Dissed us twice in one day. So there you have it. Don't hate me.
817 says Richland High School and Denton Ryan. Do they play tonight?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think Denton Ryan
does play
tonight.
Don't look at Max Probst.
By the way, this is the Buffalo Wild Wings football hour for those of you scoring at home. It's a football Friday, and this is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Every week, you can catch KNC Masterpiece there doing their thing. Every now and again, you'll see the boys from G-Bag there as well. So, again, just keep it locked here at 105.3 The Fan for a football Friday all over at Buffalo Wild Wings. You will be glad that you did.
I'm glad it is the Buffalo Wild Wings Friday, because that was my first serving job ever, was at a Buffalo Wild Wings. They took good care of me. Ushered me into the serving
world
realm and world of what it's all about. Shout out to Mo, who was my manager at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Denton.
Good deal.
And it showed me how you serve, how you can make great money doing it, how you meet great people, how you hear great stories.
Absolutely.
So I have nothing but good things to say Buffalo Wild Wings. I even have the Asian Zing Buffalo Wild Wings sauce in my refrigerator as we speak. It is the best sauce you could buy at the store. Asian Zing Buffalo Wild Wings edition. If you want to impress your friends or your girl or whatever it may be, buy that sauce. You'll be glad you did it.
Yeah, I think you will be. I think you will be. I'm not a big Asian Zing guy.
Can't take the spice?
I guess I just, you know what? I mean, maybe I should try it sometime.
Okay, people are letting us know Denton Ryan and Richland play tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Frisco Star.
Yes, because they play at 2, and then after them is Willis and DeSoto, if I'm not mistaken.
Joe Willis?
At the Star. So there you go. Get ready. I don't even know what that means, but
Martin,
get ready
Martin
for that.
Coach. When Martin, Arlington Martin.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
I don't familiar. Teams that don't make the playoffs, I really don't keep track of. So sorry.
Go back to Tolar.
3-7. 3-7 for Arlington Martin this year. Sorry. Just again.
We need to take care back
so
out
many,
there.
There's so many winning teams to keep track of that Fred's bandwidth for the losers. It's hard.
We're going to have TK back out there for sure.
Yeah.
Got some real shooters.
You going to bring him out in one of those
straight jacket.
Oh, good night. Of course, big news today, Matt Eberflus. Eberflus, whatever. He's fired.
Eberloser.
There you go. He's done today. He gets let go. Do you know how many years he had left on his contract? You said he was one of the lowest paid coaches in the NFL. Did you not? And here's the other thing, too. And for all the Chicago Bear fans out there, and this is where, you know, in some cases, like, you do have to put a little bit of respect on the Cowboys when it comes to the way they go about their coaching searches and what have you, is that, like, the Bears are woefully,
They signed him to a 5-year deal in 2022.
Okay, so he's got, like, 2 years. So he's got, like, $9 million coming
so
to him.
This is how much Matt Eberflus will make close to $20,000 a day from the Bears to not work for them for the next 2.5 years. This is how much he's making per month. $583,000 and some change. $134,000 per week. $19,000 per day, which is that $20,000 I was referring to.
That's good money if you can get it.
$800 an hour.
Nice.
And $13.32 a minute.
Go Matt Eberflus. So I'll tell you what, he probably wanted to be fired after all that. I mean, he's good. He's good for life. And he'll be a D coordinator somewhere next year. He's not a halfway bad D coordinator. So, I mean, you know, he's
because the defense
good.
Has always been pretty solid under that Bears regime, but Eberflus has just been the offense and the innovation and the quarterback whispering has just not been there for the Chicago Bears. I've got a lot of
Bears. But it's been
Bears,
like that for a long time.
I know. I got a lot of Bears fans love in my friend group, and it's just Will Chambers as well. It's just tough right now. His twin got fired.
His twin did get fired. And it's the thing about if you're a Chicago Bears fan is because, and what I meant, I want to say woefully incompetent, but they've been woefully frugal is probably the better way to put it when it comes to how they go about their operations with the football team. And the question is that, do you feel confident if you're a Bears fan moving forward that they're going to go make the right move? Because again, you've got a franchise quarterback on the hook. And do you really want to go? Do you want this to turn into Matt Stafford 2.0, where, you know, this guy spends the first 10 years of his NFL career with coach after coach after coach, system after system after system? Because that's the thing I feel with Caleb Williams. No matter how good this guy might end up being, if you don't get this coaching hire right and if you don't get the right system put in place, you're going to see a lot more of what you've seen this year with a Caleb Williams, and I think that's a big concern if you're a Chicago Bear fan.
Some more NFL updates for you guys. Per Ian Rappaport an hour ago, Brock Purdy has been practicing with the first team starters.
Okay.
Brandon Allen is in a scout team jersey today at practice.
Oh, that's the best news you could possibly hear.
Other ones, Commanders. Marshawn Lattimore is listed as doubtful instead of out, who still has not played for the Commanders. Austin Eckler, out for the Washington Commanders. No Eckler.
What about Brian Robinson? Any word on him and whether he'll play tomorrow?
No word on him that I'm seeing. I will continue scouring for you, but I don't see anything regarding Brian Robinson, which what I would assume would be a good thing. Breece Hall turning in the right direction to play. Josh Downs is going to be out for all you fantasy guys. Drake London and Darnell Mooney for the Falcons will be playing on Sunday.
We've got about a minute and 50 left to go in this ball game between the Chiefs and the Raiders. The Raiders are out of timeouts, and so we shall see what happens, although they just got bailed out. It looks like an offsides penalty by the Chiefs. So, yeah, Chris Jones offsides. 1 minute, 51 seconds left to go. All they need to do is get in a field goal range. And, of course, if your boy Carlson, if you trust him to miss another field goal and go 1 for 5, but stranger things have happened. So
currently fourth down for the South Lake Carroll Dragons, and we are waiting to see if they're going to go for it or kick it.
How much time's left? Do we know?
Under a minute.
Okay. What were they at?
South Lake has punted the ball.
Uh-oh.
Hebron has a chance to go and win this game. 15 seconds left.
So we need a miracle, is what you're saying.
No timeouts.
15 seconds, no timeouts. Where's the ball at?
I'll ask.
It's got to be like in their own, they're buried in their like their own 20 or something crazy like that. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Did you hear the newest news for the Buffalo Bills?
Let's hear the newest news for the Buffalo Bills.
Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld are getting engaged.
Who is Haley Steinfeld?
What does she do?
Steinfeld.
What does she do?
No idea who that is.
What's her story? Do we
I'm
know?
On it. I'll let you know.
All right. Oh. So I want to say she, is she an actress or a singer?
Never heard of that name in my life.
I want to say an actor.
That's what I'm thinking too. And dart over the middle to Brock Bowers. Chiefs are going to lose this
you
game.
You know what? She's an actress. She's an actress and singer.
There you go.
There you go.
What might we know her from? That's a great question.
Great question. Internal, so we'll dialogue,
internal dialogue, Kevin. We'll be working on that while we wait.
Oh, game over.
What's that?
Oh, played in the pitch perfects.
Oh, did we lose?
We got sacked. Game over. No timeout.
Oh, dadgummit.
42-37.
Played in the pitch perfects.
Oh, dad. The what?
Pitch perfect.
What the hell is that? They is that a movie? Is that a TV show?
Yeah, they had
show?
A couple of them. They're not a stack any movie in the cup. That would be up your alley. I'll just say that.
That's what they're stacking the cup.
I missed that.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know how the cup song goes. Anybody know the cup song? We got Haley as a Hawkeye from the 214.
Yep.
Oh, she is?
Yep.
I guess.
Yep,
okay.
That.
All right.
So no call from the locker room.
All right. So here we go.
Totals, I'm trying to think of something that Fred might have seen, and I'm drawing a blank here.
I appreciate the 5-2-0 letting us know the Raiders are kicking for the win.
Yeah.
We do have the game on in front of us. We can see
Carlson,
that one.
Who's 1-for-4. I'll tell you what. He'll
wind is blowing. His shirt is blowing in
the
wind.
Are they going to block the kick again?
I don't think it's going to happen this time.
Are the Chiefs going to get their...
The Chiefs are going to lose once again to the Raiders at home. I'm calling it right now.
What happened before the game? Who called the upset? Somebody?
You did.
I did.
You did. You did say the Raiders would win this football game, and it sure looks like it's about to happen right now. Although, it looks like... Are they getting ready to go for... It's 3rd-and-3.
They can get sacked out of field goal range, I guess.
I'm kind
of... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I cannot believe what I just saw. There's a flag on the play.
Why did they try to rush it? Like
why are they? They have no timeouts. Like, what are the Raiders doing?
There was 3 seconds left on the play clock. Both teams look like they're making substitutions with 3 seconds on the play clock. Ball gets snapped to Aiden O'Connell. He drops the ball. Ball's rolling
Chiefs
around.
Chiefs recover.
And now there's a flag on the play.
Oh,
11 seconds left. You said Raiders have no timeouts?
The Raiders are out of timeouts. That's what I'm saying. They've been out of timeouts this whole drive. So I can't. Is this a false start? Like, what's going on here? So the Chiefs did recover the fumble. We'll wait to see if they go ahead and decline the penalty. But you would think that would be a as soon as it's a false start. Usually it's
false
a
start
dead
is a pre snap penalty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
nothing after
who knows
the
why they were snapping the ball on third down is beyond.
Yeah,
me.
What are you trying to just get a little bit closer? You have the Seriously. Chance of the clock running out.
Exactly. Did you?
It's
not,
11 seconds.
It's third down. I guess they're thinking maybe we get the first down, but I don't know. You would have thought after watching the Bears game yesterday, hey, let's just go ahead and get this game over, kick the field goal. But
and the Bears were going for the tie. This is for the win. You kick the field. You don't need a touchdown.
No. You just need a field goal to win. Now, your boy Carlson's 1-for-4, so maybe that's what's going into their thing a little
Max
bit.
Max Crosby looks like he's...
Okay, so we had our... Okay, so it looks like the penalty's been declined. Chiefs get the ball back. Are you kidding me? First down. This team, you got to be kidding me right now. I cannot believe what I just saw. All right. Expressway coming up next.
What
the expressway. What the hell just happened? We'll try to make sense of what we just saw. Your text messages and more. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. This is G-Bag Nation on a Friday.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in. It is the G-Bag Nation with a little Fan After Dark filling in for the boys on a Black Friday. It is the expressway of the program, taking you commercial-free up until the top of the hour. And, of course, this is presented to you by the on-time experts, the HVAC and plumbing Garland experts, HVAC and plumbing experts in Garland and the DFW Metroplex. So if you have some sort of plumbing and or HVAC issue. And look, it happens from time to time this time of year. Call our folks over at the On Time Experts. You will be glad that you did. All right. What a game. If you're a Chiefs fan, you're shaking your head. If you're a Raiders fan, you're really shaking your head. Apparently the guard tapped the center, and that's what made him snap the ball, even though AOC wasn't ready for the ball. And hits him on the shoulder. Everybody, the play starts. Nick Bolton recovers. And once again, the Chiefs find a way to escape with another victory.
Man, the Chiefs, the devil magic, the script writers, whatever you want to call it, it's insane at this point. Because you, as a Chiefs fan, I think you would agree they didn't deserve this win. But just as much, the other team still has to win the game. And the Raiders decide they didn't want to win it in field goal range while they're even running a play on third and 11 with 11 seconds left on the clock with no timeouts.
That's question for me.
Because
what are you doing?
Unless you're about to get 25 yards, Carlson's still going to have to kick a pretty long field goal.
Well, it was third and three, right? So it was third and threes, but there's 11 seconds left, and you have no timeouts. So unless you throw an incomplete, and I guess maybe that's what it is. You think, all right, I'm going to throw an incomplete pass here, because if you get a first down, all right, so you're going to get everybody in line fast enough to get it clocked and kick a field goal?
Or you're trying to run something to get out of bounds, but that's risky in of itself, and that's not an automatic pass. They know you're trying to get something out of bounds.
So, again, silly plays there at the end, but that's why these teams are bad. That's why these – and, again, I'm not excusing the Chiefs. Like I said to you, and hell, I said on air, they're going to lose this game. They find a way to win because the Raiders found – the Raiders lost that game more than the Chiefs won that game, and we find ourselves with this – week after week after week. Now, as a result of that, the Chiefs did clinch a playoff berth with the win. So, for all you Chiefs fans out there, you're feeling good today. But again, how much can this continue to go on? I don't know. All right, as we like to do each and every, before the season kicks off, before each week, what is this, week 13 of the National Football League that we're
week
going into?
13.
All right, so we've obviously had a few games already get going. Chiefs today, and then, of course, we had our slate of games yesterday. Detroit escapes by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin. The Cowboys got their W, and then, of course, Green Bay, who pretty much controlled that game from start to finish. And I thought it was interesting what Ted Wynn said, that this is just not a tough football team. I mean, is that, short of saying that a team quit, is that not the number one most harrowing indictment that you can lay on a football team? They're just not tough. Tough, not tough, soft, whatever you want to call it. That's how he described the Miami Dolphins from last night.
Yeah, I would agree. We talked about them a lot, that they were a finesse team, not a strong team, not a team that wants to play with force. Some people said that about the Cowboys. Cowboys and the Dolphins were similar in that vein. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys have at least tried to, I think, prove they're going to at least try to run the ball. They weren't great at the beginning of the season. They're getting better as the season prevails. And the Dolphins have a good running attack, but it is an outside perimeter-based attack, not a between-the-tackles attack. So if you want to play winning football in the playoffs, you got to be able to run the ball, especially running hard-nosed down the middle and be able to stop the run and win big games. It seems like the Mike McDaniel-led Dolphins are not too good at that right now. Still 0-for in games below 40 degrees.
And there's something about Mike McDaniel. I've said this time and time again on our show, Blake. I get it. He's quirky. He's hip. He's funny. Ha, ha, ha. He always says something funny and cool. But I don't know. There's something about him that I'm not sold on him as a head coach.
Well, I know what I am sold on. Martin House Brewing. Tolos, let us know what you are thinking, what you are drinking out there. Go out to Martin House Brewery. Give them a call. They even have a little meatball food truck that is enticing to me.
They do love that meatball food truck.
You can do a bunch of different ways. You want to do your meatballs, you can do a grilled cheese one. Yeah. You can do a pasta flavored one. You can pick your base. Pick your toppings, get your meatball set up, get whatever beer of your choice you would like. Text in what beer you of your choice is your favorite, and I bet you Martin House Brewing has got you covered over there.
And they are the sponsors of What You Drink and What You Think. And of course, we did our totals on the telephone earlier. So at the very least, just text us in. All right. Text us in what you're drinking, what you're thinking on a Black Friday, G-Bag Nation style. And myself and Mr. Blake Elliott will read those off as the show continues to roll along. Don't forget, we're taking you up until 6:30. Normally, it would be until 7. But because of college football tonight, throw the records out, Blake Elliott, when Georgia and Georgia Tech get together.
And I'm so glad you said that, because from the 2-1-4, they bring up a great point.
What is it?
Keep an eye out on this Georgia-Georgia Tech game.
Uh-oh.
That's right here on 105 through the Fan, right after Fred and Blake get off the air. Don't forget, Georgia Tech beat Miami just a couple weeks ago. So if Carson Beck and company struggle like they have been, it could be on upset alert for Georgia.
I think any time, look, I think you could definitely be on upset alert if you're Georgia.
Because you don't have a great quarterback. Let's call it how it is. You do not have a great quarterback.
Carson Beck hasn't been as good as they thought he was going to be. That's for damn
Carson
sure.
Carson Beck has definitely been a disappointment. I would think that Kirby Smart, he might say publicly, but Kirby Smart knows it. All the nation knows that Carson Beck has not been a great quarterback. And it's unfortunate because you want a Georgia Bulldogs team that has a great defense. It's going to have multiple first rounders to be a strong team at the end. And they've obviously beat Texas with with the size of their defense. But putting it together all season, there's been very few teams that have been able to do that. And Georgia, if they were to get beat by Georgia Tech, I would be surprised, of course. But if it was on the heels of Carson Beck, that would not surprise me.
No, it certainly wouldn't. All right,
I got one more.
Wait.
From the 940, this might be from my shoddy because she's in the same place. Martin House is a top 10 brewery in the Metroplex. I would say it's number one. And if you like pickles, the best made pickle beer is so good. You know where I'm going after the show, because my shoddy loves nothing more than pickle beer. Martin House Brewery is where you want to be.
Martin House Brewery. So what you can do is, on your way out to the Martin House Brewery on a Black Friday, you're listening to 105 Through the Fan. All right. Maybe you want to listen to the game on your way to Martin House Brewery. And then, boom, you get there, get you a little of that pickle beer, get you a couple meatballs in your mouth. Hey, it's good night.
I got a couple more. You fan text, y'all have lit up now. You've woken up from your nap.
That's it.
Friday game's up. I can tell you guys are awake from the 940.
Well, the game just ended too.
We're not doing what you're drinking, what you're thinking, because that's a G-Bag Nation official, but you guys still let us know what you're doing. Of course, we're going to read your text.
Absolutely.
940, I'm drinking a Miller High Life.
Hey-o. Did you put a lime in it, though? Did you put a lime in it?
Put some pickle salt in there.
Or that.
That's a tall boy, and that's what I'm thinking is, why can't we criticize C.D. Lamb when he has a bad game?
Well, you can.
We've done it, but, I mean, they won, so it's not as important.
You won in spite of C.D. playing poorly, and you had enough to feel good about on the front of your offensive line.
Yeah, it wasn't like C.D. Lamb dropped the game winning potential touchdown. I mean, he dropped some important catches, but
he did.
It's like he didn't play really in the second half, and shoulder, and team's not good this year. So I think it's not as under the spotlight. And if they lost and CeeDee Lamb was dropping 7-8 balls, then yeah. But he dropped 3 or 4 passes. He didn't play well. Everyone was aware
and
of that.
And he showed very average body language, as he has pretty much all season long. So, it's one of those deals. Whereas, should we lambast the guy more? Should we be more critical of CeeDee Lamb? I mean, I think we've certainly been critical of his body language at times. He's had a rough year.
Yeah, and he's still leading the league in receptions.
He's still leading, to this weekend. I mean, I'm sure somebody, depends on what happens. But, yeah, he's still a top 2-3 receiver. All right, so let's not get that mistaken. He had a bad night. Yeah. He had a bad night, and he still won the football game. So there you go. And he did a jersey swap with Malik Nabers after the game.
He did. Oh, people are letting us know left and right.
What they're drinking, what they're thinking. All right. You know what? We're going to do NFL picks. We'll do that at the 6 o'clock hour because we got plenty to get to.
We can just keep going because this is our expressway, so we can just roll it in.
Okay, here we go. Keystone Light thinking, see, here you go, guys, for the 469. You're not getting us to do this again.
We're not reading that.
Okay? I got
Blake's going to think twice before he reads from now on.
Well, I mean, hell, I got to think twice before I read because, you know, we said some stuff.
You also got to look twice. You can't read them.
Well, and so a lot, you know, we were on last Saturday from 2 to 6.
It
was a wild show. It really was. And you know, I think it was misunderstood that we were being critical of truck drivers, which we weren't. Which we were not being critical of truck drivers. We love the truck drivers. Okay, let's get that straight. But you know, there were some unfair accusations made.
Yes, there was
about truck drivers.
That's at a 469. Okay, from the 817, about to crack open some 12-year-old bourbon.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, why the Cowboys got to be like how they are? He's doing a little reminiscent.
He is.
Bourbon's coming out. And he goes, man.
Why I got to be like this?
This bourbon is older than how long the Cowboys been in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, 100% is. 100%.
I mean, times
is.
Two.
Yeah.
12 years?
Well, 12 years. So you 24. Figure.
The Cowboys have not been in an NFC Championship game in 24 years.
Yeah, at least.
So shout out to
I'm not really sure what number, where this numerology you're coming up with. It's kind of not making a lot 12? Of sense to me. Yeah, but where'd you get the 24 years from?
Times two.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the bourbon, though?
I don't 12 know. I said times two of the bourbons. 12 times two.
Oh, okay.
So you could have 2 12-year-old. You know what?
Thinking the Stars need a win tonight, drinking Spotted Cow, some Wisconsin beer from the 214. Stars do need a win tonight.
You got a Stars update for us, Khaki Kev?
Well, they play tonight. I'll give you an update here in a second.
That's it!
They play tonight, from the Khaki Kev!
Here's your Stars update, Khaki Kev style. They're playing tonight, people.
They play the Colorado Avalanche tonight in the AAC at 8 o'clock.
I love to
Even
hear
more.
It.
Now we know where they're playing and who they're playing from the 817. Here's another update. Rumpel and OJ, that's a dangerous duo, my friend.
Did my man just say he was drinking OJ and Rumpel mints?
That's a dangerous duo, my friend.
Couple things. You need to text in and let us know. Are you staying home? And please tell me you're not behind the wheel. All right? Because that is dangerous for all parties involved. Okay, I'm just
Never
telling you right now
because we
Never
do not
drink
promote
and
drinking and driving here on the G-Bag Nation.
First of all, we absolutely no. That is a hard no in every sense of the hard no. And I mean, Rumpel and OJ at 5:30 on a Friday, dude. What are we doing?
Well, maybe this is why he's drinking it because he said he's thinking about how the Cowboys need to lose out so that maybe Jerry will change things.
Bro, you can drink ice water and you know, some Crystal Light and think the same thing, and Jerry's not going to do it and feel 10 times better tomorrow. I promise you that. Rumpel and OJ on a Friday at 5:30. That's gonzo, if I do say so myself. From the 469, Guinness Extra Stout, and the Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl.
I think they got their drinks mixed
up. Well, how many Guinnesses has he had to this point is what I want to know.
He's drinking the Rumpel and OJ.
It might be. They swapped out drinks. There you go. Gentlemen, Carson Beck is the reason UGA isn't undefeated.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that's not a crazy take.
The 682 is going to a poker game, getting some Woodford Reserve and Coke on.
Oh.
Okay. And I think he means Coca-Cola.
I think that should be assumed, right?
That's Coca-Cola and Woodford Reserve. So let's make sure tell you what has happened to you guys on Black Friday? I mean,
I
don't ever remember what you're drinking, what you're thinking going this sideways on the show, okay? Is that what we bring out in people?
It was how Kevin read it, too. Yeah. I was like, you want to throw a cola on there and do some editorializing?
Yeah. Did he sniff right after he said that? My God. Here we go.
469 said way
too many. Ha, 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 is what he said. So, yeah, absolutely he has. Okay, here we go. From the 817, Rumpelmintz and OJ, that's like Jaeger and eggnog.
Okay, which one's a more diabolical duo?
Oh, Rumpelmintz and OJ.
I would say Jaeger and eggnog because it's seasonal, so you've been waiting all year to do this combo.
First of all, I was never a big Jägermeister guy.
Jägermeister.
Isn't it just like black licorice? I mean, isn't that the whole shtick with Jägermeister? Like, that's the whole...
I don't know. I don't drink it that often. I've done it in a shot, a Jaeger bomb. But Jägermeister and eggnog is... Okay, which one's stronger?
Here we go from the 469. You're doing too much. From the 817, Gentleman Jack, as soon as I get home from shopping, since I had to cover for Blake at the Hebron game. So there you go.
Thank you, 817.
By the way, and you know what? Let's just say this real quick. Just get this out there in the universe. While our Hebron Hawks fell short today, I want to give a shout-out to the South Lake Carroll Dragons,
Yep. Okay?
And my boy Chris Blake, who does the play-by-play, he would call into our Mythical High School football show every Friday night from 10 to 12:30. And South Lake Carroll, moving on.
Onwards.
To the quarterfinals.
Hebron Hawks finished as area champs, and I was letting know, they played Southlake Carroll earlier in the year and lost 60-0.
Okay, this is from the 214, and I'll tell you what,
To bring this one closer is a good thing for Hebron.
I guess it's just, you know, I didn't know Black Friday was let's drink the most diabolical booze you got in your closet. From the 214, drinking Everclear and Hawaiian Punch. And thinking, why wasn't TJ Bass playing yesterday?
What a thought.
That's a great point.
Hawaiian Punch.
We thought the same thing.
Everclear. Why isn't TJ Bass out there, man?
And then you're thinking about the meaning of life with Everclear and Hawaiian Punch. That's wild. From the 214, thinking that I'm already over Thanksgiving leftovers.
Get in Kevin's pocket then.
Khaki Kev, I'll tell you what, he's kind of summoning your same thoughts as well, because you too were, as part of your top five today, you were ready to go out and eat because you are tired. And by the way, real quick, where we didn't even ask you this, Khaki Kev, your thoughts on
are you going to finish the sentence? I'm on the edge of my seat.
I had it.
A little too much Hawaiian Punch and Everclear.
It was going through my head. No, green bean casserole. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
How was your thing? We didn't even ask you, by the way.
Yeah,
We waited almost 4 hours into the show. What?
It's dark outside now.
It's dark now. Now we can get back to our show. How was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
It was great. Got here. Sat here for the Cowboys game and then went home afterwards. My family had already eaten without me, so made myself a plate.
Wow.
And
guys over here.
Yeah, made myself a plate.
Little therapy session.
And ate Thanksgiving, went to bed.
By yourself?
In the corner?
Pretty much.
At the kids' table that was set up in the corner?
Everybody had already eaten, so we were all sitting there
Nobody
eating.
Nobody sat with you?
No,
you
were all, no, we were all watching a movie, but I'm the only one eating, so I feel like a...
You're smacking in the back.
Way to go, guys. Great food, huh?
Shut up, Kevin. Harry Potter's on.
Compliments to the chef.
No, it was a good Thanksgiving.
I love it.
Okay, the 972 says that UTA education is losing its value by the minute. I don't think any of us here went to UTA,
not
Craig.
Me.
No, UNT over here repping.
The Goldschlager and anything from the 817.
What?
Goldschlager and anything.
What is Goldschlager? I'm not sure.
Sounds
though.
Like another crappy kind of booze.
Schlager is just not anything that has Schlager is not.
Okay, here's
not
from
good
the
time.
This might be Mike Bassick from the 214. Patron Silver on ice, thinking what move the Rangers need to make. So there you have it. And that's
it.
A fair, you know.
What are they going to do this offseason?
What are
We've
they
seen
do?
Them be big spenders. We see them cut back. We've seen we're not going to bring back Jordan Montgomery. Are they going to be in the Juan Soto sweepstakes?
No, they're not. You never know.
You
don't need Patron Silver to know if they're going to be in the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
And
that
then,
much we already know.
What's our boy that's coming over from Japan? I don't want to mispronounce his name, Kevin, that everybody wants.
I believe it is Sasoka, and he's not coming out until January, so we won't find out more about that until after the winter meetings,
Oh,
I think.
Okay, that's great insight, Kevin. What are the Cowboys? What are the Rangers going to do right there? What do you want the Rangers to do? Keep sending in what you're drinking because this is hilarious. This is our first one. Here's another one from the 944, or 945, excuse me. What I'm thinking is the Cowboys will never be successful as long as the receivers feel comfortable enough to cast patches like OBJ. I guess he's saying the laxness.
Did you say cast patches? Is that what you just said?
Catch passes? Like Odell
See what
Beckham
happens when it gets
Jr.
Dark? Yeah, boy, we get right back into the groove.
People wonder. From the 214, damn, hearing Khaki Kev's Thanksgiving story makes me want to share my Everclear with him.
There you go.
Shout out to Khaki Kev.
Here's another one from the 214. Just got done making dinner and a cold glass of sweet tea and thinking about what college football is going to look like on Tuesday.
By the way, from the 682, took a minute to get to text again, but yes, Coca-Cola, I like where your head's at, though.
He said either or.
I tell you what. It's, again, once it gets dark, I mean, here's what's happening, right? So there's, the majority of football is over. I know a lot of you are probably waiting for the next 45 minutes for this Georgia Tech game to start. We certainly are as well. You've had your share of leftovers today, and now it's kind of, again, now that it's dark outside, everybody's like, look, let's pop a top. The Chiefs and Raiders is over. Because I don't think it's a coincidence either now that Chiefs Raiders game's over, we're starting to see an influx of text messages as well.
From the 469, we're going back to Mr. 12-Year Bourbon. This is a guy commenting on. He said, that guy should not open that bourbon until the Cowboys go to an NFC Championship game. That way it'll be held for another 12 years. You can have a 24-age bourbon.
12 years if you're lucky.
Oh, I'll tell you what. This guy's got a great point, too. And I maybe we'll hear back from him. From the 817, that guy with the rumplements probably has done some bar mat shots. That's rough.
Nothing wrong with a bar mat.
Oof. Maybe for you.
The 817, Everclear and Hawaiian Punch means one of two things. Either you're ending up in the hospital or you're ending up in someone's bed.
Well, doesn't mean you're going to be coherent. I mean, that's a rough go, man. That is something to be said. All right, real quick, 817 said, another 817. Rangers will contend in 2025. Bochy has never repeated but has won another title a year removed. Yes, no, he's all three of his titles have been every other year. Of course, well, as I was. They were the other two titles that he won with the San Francisco Giants. He won three total, but the other two were every other year. Kind of,
he's never had a back-to-back.
Never had back-to-back, kind of a Greg Popovich style in the way he's gone about doing
he
it.
He likes to space it out, and there's nothing wrong with that. From the 214, hot take Blake here. Shout out to you. Drinking box wine. Now, I need you to get off the box.
Yeah.
I need you to get the bottle. I need you to get you a red. I'll text you exactly what red you should get.
Okay.
Bring it home to your partner of your choice.
Significant other. You shouty.
Don't have to be a shouty.
That can be whatever you want it
just
to be.
Just your partner.
Whatever you want it to be.
As we learned, soulmate. And I will get you to have a great night. I got you. I'll text it in. Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
No, here we go. From the 214.
Are you reading the same one I'm reading?
I need you to let me know if you are out of college. From the 214. Tossing back my second Four Loko and wondering if I should blame my father for being a Cowboys fan. No, he's going through life
okay,
right now.
Okay, you need to blame your father for a lot of things right now if you just kick back your second Four Loko.
5:45 on a Friday.
But here's the thing.
I think I've created a new top five, by the way.
Let's not judge. It is a holiday day.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you're drinking eggnog when you wake up.
So people have been, let's call it what it is. People have been getting turned all day long today.
They're just telling us about it now.
they're just telling about us now. They watch the football game. Because again, if your high school team wasn't playing today.
If they were and they lost or won.
Yeah, I mean, we might have a lot of Hebron people getting crunk on 5:45 on a Friday. Plus, it's a Friday too, so you got people that have been off since yesterday. And oh, by the way, and again, we don't condone drinking and driving. Number one, but if you're drinking at the house, that's fine. Yesterday could have been a lot for some people. All day with the fam. Yeah. Maybe you need a drink or two to kind of decompress on a Friday.
No, that's some of the best drinking is with the fam. Either you're having a good time and you're drinking and passing stories, left and right and conversing, or maybe you had a bad time and you want to drown it out a little bit.
You had that ultra left wing or ultra right wing aunt and uncle came in just ready to throw bows and you're just ready today.
Where's the Rumpelmans and OJ?
That's it. Where's the Rumpelmans and OJ? I can't take it anymore. Maybe you're going to Martin House later. Whatever. Who knows? Getting ready for the weekend.
From the 817, Derek here. Rumplements could be both. Could mean you wind up in someone's hospital bed.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it means.
I think that means like you get in a fight. Someone else puts you in the hospital.
I mean, when you're drinking Rumplements and or Everclear, I mean, all bets are off. Okay, you're falling out of windows. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the reality of it.
I think the last time I drank Rumplements, it was actually at, you met her yesterday, Haley's birthday, Clay's girlfriend.
Okay.
We went to a local bar.
Yeah.
And we drank Rumplements at the house. And then I was in the passenger seat. We went, boom. I get to the bar, don't make it in, fall asleep in the bush.
I believe it. In the bush.
There's pictures of me, no shirt on.
Yeah.
Throwing up in a bush for hours.
That's the rumpy. The rumpy will.
I'll say maybe it was bad OJ, though.
No. You could have been drinking. You could have had straight, no pulp, fresh, Florida's own. Doesn't matter. You put the Rumplemans. It's 100 proof peppermint schnapps. What do you think's going to come out of that? You know what I mean?
Okay, here we go from the 561. Sipping Angel's Envy. Okay, man of class. And heating up the volcano, y'all got a listener. I don't know what the rest of your text. Listener right here. Drinking Four Locos and box wine, ? We do. We got listeners all over the place.
Yeah, we do.
Box wine, Four Locos, Angel's Envy, gin and juice. I saw that text as well. It's all we're all over the
dude,
place.
The 940. This dude's off the chain. After tell you what, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, okay. Heading to Walnut Grove tailgate round three of the playoffs. Let's go Walnut Grove Pros for playing Argyle. Here we go. We got some Flower Mound Tolos. Let's holler at you. We got Brew from the Lou. Shout out to all my peeps over in Louisville. Gotta give a shout out to my boy Mr. Bubba over at Smoke One, South Oak Cliff. All right, they're playing today. They're playing Marshall. Not an easy game, but I expect the South Oak Cliff Golden Bears to handle their business today. By the way, drinking some Coors Lattes. Is that what that means?
Wow.
Drinking some Coors Lattes, thinking the Chiefs need to change their name to the Kansas City Refs.
Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I didn't watch the game today, so but it's tired.
It's tired.
You know, I mean, I ran into a guy who's like, injury report came out, said the refs are questionable for Sunday. Like, bro, give me a break.
You didn't giggle a little bit? What'd you do? Did you push him?
I said, oh, you're one of those.
I want to let you guys know. Refs. When the radio gets off, Fred's a big bully. I'm trying to eat my pasta in the break, and this guy is making fun of me, videoing me. You're a big bully,
Fred.
First of all,
I didn't.
There's no video evidence.
No, there isn't.
Let's not make any insane proclamations.
Because I was a nice guy about it, but the part that Blake didn't tell you guys
is... It's okay. I left this part out.
Is it okay to eat noodles with your fingers when you've got a fork in the container?
I wanted to get a lot of noodles. So I have two grabbers right here, clamps if you're on the Dallas fan cam. I got some clamps right here. Shink.
Yeah.
Get 7-8 noodles with a little Alfredo sauce.
What was that sound effect?
You put it above your head.
Yeah, this isn't one of those machines where you're popping a quarter and you're trying to get a prize.
The crane machine.
The crane machine. This is your hand and you had a actual fork in the container.
How many times do you get to use a fork? Answer me that, Fred. How many times do you get to use a fork?
I mean, I use one every time I eat.
My point exactly.
Oh, so let's use our hands.
Why not be a little different?
Okay.
Why not go back to Neanderthalness? It needs to be from the 972. Headed to work to serve Flower Mound behind drinks.
From the 817, Fred's compensating for not being able to see.
There we go.
That's possible. That's very well possible.
You might be onto something there. I'm going to the VA next week to get that looked at, by the way.
972, I'm assuming you're about to go bartend in Flower Mound. I appreciate you serving our great people on a Black Friday.
Be careful out there, though.
Be careful.
Be careful out there. And if you're too drunk to drive, please do not drive.
Please don't.
Get you an Uber, a Lyft, whatever it is. It is the holiday weekend. I promise you the $10 to $20 to $30 it's going to cost you to Uber home is far more worth it than driving drunk and risking your and someone else's life.
Correct. 903, I just got home from work and having a Michelob Ultra. And I'm thinking, am I the most Caucasian person in your audience at the moment? Well, we don't know by your text. I can't really...
We make no assumptions
here. I mean, you're just the only white boy drinking a Michelob Ultra right now.
I don't know, and
trust me. Michelob Ultra covers all
races,
colors, creeds. You name it.
From the 817, go Brewer. I don't know what for, but yeah, go Brewer.
I think you just made that text up.
No, I did not.
From the 817, Fred can see fingers and forks, but can't read a prompt mere inches from his face. Is insane.
We're on you.
You're not wrong.
Ooh, for the 940, this would have happened if my boy Clay Johnson got a win.
Uh-oh.
He said, thinking of channeling my inner Mr. Nasty time after sipping some Elijah Craig. That's his drink of choice. So
okay.
We would have had some Elijah Craig going on.
From the 903, man, Blake is nasty. I really hope he washed his hands before he ate with his fingers.
Of course. I washed my hands before. Now, after I tried to rub it on Fred's shirt, he wouldn't let me. From the 214, if you're drinking Jägerbombs, you need help, probably. 972, Bullet Rye and Disc Golf. Is that a good combo? Bullet Rye and Disc Golf.
Do what?
Oh, it said Bullet Rye and Disc Golf. And then the 817 is my boy Ty Bennett. What up, Ty? He said Rupplements goes hard.
Yeah, no, we already said that.
And you go hard with it. It's a combo that's like it can end very badly.
No, nobody's disputing how hard Rumpelman. In fact, we're commenting on the fact that it goes too hard and leaves a lot of people in its wake. Oh, here we go. Shout out to White Settlement from the 817. Brewer class of 2004, and I have a junior there at the moment.
Shout out.
There you go.
What to expect there? Can you give him a little Brewer insight, Kev?
Yeah.
What do you mean for what?
Just like, in general.
That was just so broad.
Just support. Just take it wherever you want.
Yeah.
Shout out Brewer.
What do they brew? It's a great day to be a Brewer Bear. Isn't that one of the little things they say?
That's what
motto?
They say.
That's it.
No slogan. No teacher to get or
to get.
Okay.
Okay, we got some folks that are chiming in from the 469. I drink Keystone. That's pretty white. LOL.
Should I say it?
What are you going to say? I don't know.
So I'm not a beer guy.
But you drink Keystone?
But when I was getting introduced to beer,
yeah,
Keystone, fun fact, is one of the cheaper beers. But I liked
it.
But I liked it more than some of the other top tier beers.
You are half white. That might be why.
I like Dos Equis, Dos Equis.
So, yeah, there you go.
And I like Keystone if I had to pick out of the two. Ultra's maybe a third.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
And if the Cowboys are listening, Miller Lite.
Every chance I get. Just letting you guys know. Here we go. Blake, follow me back on Twitter.
Okay, I got you. Send your handle.
Now, you might read what he said. Go ahead and finish the rest. I mean, I don't think you see it.
I'm about 35 texts from the bottom.
Yeah, no. Okay, here we go. From the 682, a drink that goes hard and is dangerously delicious is 100 proof SoCo and Barks root beer. Wow. I mean, I'm
realizing there's some drinks I've never heard of.
Well, I mean, you could do a whole segment just on drinks.
Okay,
and
so that's what I was gonna say. We should have like a top five deadliest drink combos.
Well,
kind of promoting the wrong thing.
I mean, like, we're not trying. No, exactly. Okay.
Well, I'm not saying literally deadliest. Yeah, well, I'm just saying like a good drink combo.
Yeah, but I don't want to be. I can't have that on my conscience.
A little glorified.
I can't.
From the 214.
I'm the bad guy. Okay.
Yeah, you're the alcoholic
of
the group.
You're not.
All the takes y'all got, and I'm the bad guy.
Goldschlager is Rumpelmintz with gold flakes in it. We were asking earlier what Goldschlager is, and it's just Rumpelmintz with gold flakes. And the Coors Latte is from Dutch Brothers. They let us know earlier when you said, what is a Coors Latte? It's from Dutch Brothers.
Okay.
You know
okay.
That is the coffee shop?
Yeah, I'm aware of what Dutch. You're asking the coffee guy if he knows what Dutch Brothers is.
Well, it's very bougie. I didn't know. You
what,
seem
Dutch
like,
Brothers is bougie?
Yeah. What do you mean?
It's Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros.
It's in a blue building. What makes it bougie?
I mean, their drink selections are all over the place. It's not just like basic coffee. It's like you want a vanilla snickerdoodle latte.
I'm not that guy.
I didn't think you'd go there.
Yeah.
It's very like.
Well, they do have regular coffee.
But it's mainly like 17-year-old girls who go there for the most part.
Yeah, Fred just pulls up. He's like, can I get a double venti black coffee? And they're like, oh, do you want any flavor with that? And he's like, no, just black coffee, please.
Because you know when you go there, they're like, how was your day? What did she do today? And you're like, it was good. So what was good about it?
I can imagine that. That's actually a good point. There. I can imagine that.
Oh, we love the interior of your car. Just got it washed. You mind if I jump in there? Don't you mind? Can I get a little scrub? What you listening to? 105.3 The Fan? Big fan? Yeah.
Let's see. Here we go.
I just not kind of to the Fred compensating for not being able to see. That's how far down.
That's how far you are. For the 214, after a rumple bender, I woke up and sweated candy canes. And that will do it for that hour of the program. What you drinking? What you thinking? Textile, you guys were fantastic. We might rattle off a few more. All right, final 30 minutes, and it won't even go that long, I promise you that, of the program. Coming up next, we're going to put a bow on this thing, get you ready for Georgia Tech. Our final thoughts on what's been an absolutely phenomenal week here at 105.3 The Fan, and get you ready for your weekend. Don't you go anywhere.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.